Hello everyone and welcome to 10 Today Series 2, Session Number 6. These are short, 10-minute physical activity routines which will get you moving and stretching. They're great for your health, including boosting your mood. And very importantly, they're designed to support your everyday movements, your functional fitness, your flexibility, balance and mobility, such as when you have to reach up, turn, bend down and so on. These simple routines will help you with that. Just take them at your own pace. There are plenty of options. If an exercise feels too much, then just take it easy and have a break. All the exercises can be done either standing up or sitting down. Just do whatever feels good for you today. When lifting your arms or knees, only go as far as is comfortable. And if you have any problems with your knees or hips, take care not to twist them during the movements. It can also help to pull in your tummy when you're bending your back. And just breathe normally throughout these activities. We want you all to do these activities safely. You are responsible for monitoring how you're feeling throughout the sessions. And if you feel any discomfort or pain, for example, if you feel unwell or dizzy or experience palpitations, then please stop and seek medical advice. By taking part, you agree to our terms and conditions. Please read our terms and conditions on the 10 Today website at 10today.co.uk. Please remember, you agree to take part at your own risk. If you're remaining seated, it would be ideal if you can use a hard chair, preferably one without arms, such as a dining chair that you can sit upright in with a straight back and your feet flat on the floor. If you're standing, just step your feet hip-width apart, relax your shoulders and take a good strong stance. And you might want to have a sturdy chair nearby to hold on to sometimes for balance. We hope you enjoy 10 Today. So we're going to start with a warm-up. You're just going to quickly tap or pat different parts of your body. So briefly tap along each arm, one at a time, in different places. Your upper arm, your forearm and your wrist. And do the same on both arms. Then pat the top of both legs, just quickly tapping up and down your legs in various places towards your knees for a few seconds. Great, you should be nicely warmed up now and ready to move. The first exercise is called Arcing the Sky. So with the usual starting position, feet hip width apart and shoulders relaxed, start by leaning forward slightly and lower both arms down towards your right leg, keeping your hands a few inches apart. Then slowly swing your arms out wide to the right side, sweeping them upwards and creating a semicircle shape. Just take them up above your head briefly and in a nice flowing movement, bring them back down again on that same right-hand side, making that lovely semicircle and sweeping down towards your right leg again. So again, you're leaning forwards, lowering your arms down towards your right leg, sweeping them out wide and above your head, and then coming back down again. Do this a couple more times on your right side. That's good. Now we'll switch to the left side and repeat the movement a few times. Make sure you haven't got too much tension on your knees. Try to keep your arms straight if you can and reach just a little bit higher. This is really good for your hip rotation and core. Well done. Next up, it's down and turn. Place your hands on your hips and lean forwards from your waist, looking down at the floor just as far as is comfortable. Then turn your upper body slowly to the right, straightening up slightly as you turn. Come back to the centre, still leaning forwards, and continue in a flowing movement, turning your upper body to the left this time, straightening up slightly as you come up. Then back to the centre, carrying on towards the right, return to the centre, then back over to the left again. Keep going with your hands on your hips as you move your upper body in that flowing movement from left to right. You can lean a bit further forwards if you're able to. This is another good one for hip rotation and core. Now it's time for ball control. If you're standing, it's helpful to hold on to a sturdy chair for balance. So lift your right leg up a few inches from the floor and stretch it out in front of you. Keep it as straight as you can, as if you're about to kick a ball. Then just wiggle your ankle up and down, moving that foot around in the air. Place it back down on the floor and switch to the left leg. So lift your leg up just a few inches, then straighten it out and wiggle your ankle up and down. And then put your foot back down. Keep going with this, alternating your legs and moving those feet up and down in the air. Try to keep your legs straight when you kick out and kick a bit higher if you can. This is great for your legs, back and core. The next one is divide the waterfall. Now you can really use your imagination for this one. Picture the scene of a waterfall cascading down in front of a cliff, and you want to part that waterfall with your hands to see what's behind it. So lean slightly forwards, keeping your knees soft. Stretch your arms straight out in front of you with your hands a few inches apart. Then pull your arms back, making a wide circular motion on each side as if you're swimming the breaststroke. Then repeat that same movement. So stretch both arms out in front of you, then pull them back to each side to divide that waterfall and see what's behind it. Do this a few times more. And try pulling back a little bit wider if you can. Oh, that's good. This is a really good one for your arms, shoulders and your back. Now we're going to feel the colours. Start this one with a wider stance, so move your feet a bit further apart. Raise your right arm straight up in the air above your head and then lean that arm over to the left so that it's touching the side of your head. Lean your body to the left at the same time, then straighten up and bring your arm back down. Now swap arms and do exactly the same thing on the other side. So stretch your left arm up this time, lean it over to the right until it touches the side of your head. Then lean to the right, straighten up and lower your arm back down to your side. Keep going with this for a few more times, alternating your arms each time. Try leaning a little bit further and moving your legs a little bit wider if you can. This is good for your hip movement, arms and shoulders. Well done. Next up, it's push and block. So if you're standing, keep your knees slightly bent for this one. Stretch both arms straight out in front of you at shoulder height if you can. Position your palms forwards as if you're pushing something away and lean into that push. Now pull your arms back in towards your body, bending your elbows, then push them both out again with the palms facing forwards. If you're sitting, try to push down through the soles of your feet as you push out your arms. So let's do this a few more times, pushing those arms out, leaning into it, and then pulling them back in. Try and keep those arms at shoulder level and lean a little bit deeper if you can. This is really good for your wrists, arms and shoulders. Now it's time to embrace the dawn. So in the usual starting position with your feet hip-width apart and shoulders relaxed, start by turning your upper body to the right and keep your feet facing forwards. Stretch your arms out wide in front of you to create a circle shape, with the fingers of each hand touching, roughly level with your waist. Then pull your arms apart and gently throw them out wide and upwards on either side to open your chest. Bring your arms back into that lovely circle shape, then pull them wide apart again, stretching them upwards before bringing them back together again. Let's do this a couple more times. That's good. Then turn to the left and do the same thing on the left side, gently throwing those arms out wide and upwards to open your chest. Repeat this a few times more, twisting a little bit further to the side if you can. This is great for your hip rotation, arms and shoulders, and your balance. The next one is called Beware Two Sides. This is a martial arts type movement, so imagine you're fighting off attackers from different directions. Twist from your waist to the right. Stretch both arms straight out in front of you at shoulder height and face your palms forwards as if you're pushing something away. Bend your elbows to draw your arms back. Twist to the centre and push them out again with the palms facing forwards. Then drawing your arms back again, twist to the right, push your arms out. Then draw your arms back as you return to the centre. And again, push your arms out. Let's do a couple more on the right. That's good. And then turn your upper body to the left this time. And do the same on that side, pushing out to the left and then pushing out from the centre. Try to keep your arms at shoulder height if you can. This is good for your sides, back and chest, as well as your hip rotation. Next up, it's rise and fall. This is another nice flowing movement using your arms and legs. If you're standing, bend your knees as far as is comfortable and at the same time swing both arms directly up in front of you. If you're sitting, your knees are already bent, so focus on swinging your arms up as high as you can. Then swing your arms down again, back past your sides as you straighten your knees if you're standing. Keep it nice and slow, swinging those arms up high and swinging them down and back. If you're standing, keep bending your knees as your arms go up and straighten them as you swing your arms back. Keep going for a few more times, sweeping lower and higher if you can. This is great for your balance and your core. And the last one is called Calm the Earthquake. Start by stepping your right foot forward with your knees slightly bent into a lunge position, making sure your knee isn't further forward than your toes. At the same time, just push your arms straight down by your sides with the palms facing down. Then step your foot back and relax your arms. Now swap legs so that you're stepping forward with your left foot as you push your arms and hands down by your sides. Then step back and repeat with the right leg again. So keep going, alternating your legs, just pushing your arms down as you step forward and relaxing them as you step back. Try to keep your arms straight and vertical if you can. This is really good for your shoulders, arms and wrists. That's all the exercises done. So we're just going to finish with a quick shake to cool down. So raise both arms up above your head towards the ceiling and just briefly wave your hands and arms in the air. Then lift one leg slightly from the floor if you can. Shake it out in the air for a second or two. Raise the other leg and shake that one too. Or you can just shake your upper body instead. So that's the end of the session. Great work, everyone. We hope you enjoyed it. Doing 10 today just 3 times a week can have positive benefits for your physical health and improve your well-being too. It's short, it's fun, and you'll simply feel better, so do keep going. You can also watch videos of all the sessions at 10today.co.uk.